Blog Talk Radio.
Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters, looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks, airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackmee to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee Alana Evans as the new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy in Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Now, back to our program. I love her voice. It's almost as good as anyway. I wish I could talk Angela into doing webcam, because she just got this like sexual likeness about her. Like, I could totally get her into it, but she wouldn't do it. She would like shoot me. She's like, Sammy, quit talking like that. Like, don't even try. I'm not gonna do it. She's like, I'm gonna kick your ass. I'll titty slap you.
Uh-oh.
I'd be like, okay.
Do it.
Oh my god. Okay, so everybody out there listening, if you haven't seen the tweets and saw on the Dalhouse Radio page on Blog Talk Radio, we have Christy Max coming on here in a few minutes. And not only is she just totally gorgeous and voluptuous, she has a personality that is to die for. She is fun, loving, and just amazing. So y'all better be listening. And remember, if you guys want to call in and talk to any of us, you have to press the number 1 after you call in. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in Dalhouse cyberspace. And you'll just be listening. And then you're gonna, and then they're going to be cussing us out, like, why are these bitches not answering my call? Like,
right.
No, you didn't press 1. Oh, my gosh. So before we get to our sexy chica that's coming on, I want to ask you something, because this is, you know me. I kind of keep it real on here, and I know some people, like, I brought up the gold show thing last week. It's like, I don't have a studio yet, so I just kind of say whatever about webcam,
right?
Because, well, even if I did have a studio, I'm still going to say whatever I want to on the air, because, well, because I can, right? Like,
sure can.
I can say whatever the hell I want to.
You're Sammy Brooks. You can say whatever you want.
That's right. You saved Montana. You are the owner of Butterfly Airlines.
Yes.
You can stay and fly wherever and whenever you want to.
Right. As long as you give me all your money.
Yes. All that M-O-N-E-Y. Yes.
Yes.
So I have to ask you, when you see girls, which I don't know if any girls in your studio have done this, or if you've seen girls, because I've never seen you do this, and I've seen girls put on their page, rate me a 5-star. If you don't, it ruins my placement. And that is just as bad as begging for gold. Would you say so?
I agree. One thing that I do that has helped is I do offer an extra little perk if they rate me 5 stars. Mm-hmm. but I don't tell them that. I guess some girls think that they need to tell the customer or their fans how the website works from a model standpoint, and I don't think they need to do that.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
The customer doesn't need to know that part.
Yeah. So any of you girls out there listening, you can take offense to this or you can actually learn from this. Don't ask your fans and customers, which I'm going to ask Chrissy what she thinks about this too, and if she's listening, just be prepared because I'm going to ask you. But it's like I would never say to anybody in my show, rate me a 5-star. If you don't, it ruins my placement. I mean, who does that?
Right.
Like, I'm just like, no, if you rate me 5 stars, hey, guess what? You're going to get some yummy photos of me. You might even get a yummy, cute little video clip, or you never know.
Right,
I might
that's
actually
what I do.
Call you. Right.
Right, that's what
and
I
that's
do.
How it should be. Mm-hmm.
Like a perk. Hey, you know what? You're rating me 5 stars. I appreciate that. I'm going to hook you up for taking the time, and I know you've just nutted all over the place, and you're still taking that time to rate me 5 stars, and I appreciate that.
Right? Yeah, and now here's a picture so you can nut all over it. Nut on my face.
Do it.
Just do it. Okay, we have a caller, Miss Sage. Before we get to our sexy, sexy Christy, let's chime in on this yummy. Hello, 661-748. Who are you?
Hi, Sandy.
And where are you calling from?
Hi, Sandy. It's Rob. What's going on?
Oh, how are you, darling?
Well, I got to admit, I had no intention of calling in. I was getting another computer ready for our studio, and I was listening to you guys, and all I heard was Christy Mack.
No, Christy Mack.
There?
Did you say next
or Mouth? You really had me excited for a second.
Christy Mack, M-A-double-X.
See, you got to start getting real microphones so I don't have to hear you on the phone. Then you wouldn't have this communication problem.
Maybe, Rob, maybe you would pay, if you would pay attention, you would know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was doing 5 different things.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. You're awesome.
But anyway,
so
I figured
awesome.
I'd call him and say hello. So I'm saying hello.
Oh, thank you for saying hello. Thank you, darling. And, yes, I will send the picture. Don't say anything smart. I will kick your ass through the Internet.
No,
and,
I was going to bring that up, too. I gave up trying with you.
Okay,
I was
Sage,
so gonna bring
the t-shirt. Okay, Sage, the tank top that you got, is it way too small for you?
I haven't put it on yet, but he did send me some bottoms, and I don't know if he's actually seen my butt, but it's huge. So I don't know if those things are going to fit my butt cheeks, but I'm pretty sure I can find something else to do with them.
I actually gave the bottom to a stripper friend of mine because I can't wear them. They were too tiny. I'm like, hello,
guys,
we have a curvy
they're entirely hat. Too high maintenance.
We're not high maintenance. We're just, you know, curvy girls. You know,
I just have
man,
a fat ass,
right?
Rob. I just have a fat ass.
I understand that. But when we had our business meetings and our merchandise meetings, we figured we only got to have one size. So we only have one size right now.
Oh, got
so
it.
So that's what's in your mind? If that was in my mind, all the men in my world would be
right.
in trouble.
One
oh,
size.
That's in my mind all the time.
What,
you guys should have got one size
the,
fits most.
You mean one size of a man, or?
No. Woman. See, now you're the one taking shots. You know, I'm gonna be out.
Because I love you, Rob.
You better watch it. I'm gonna be out in California next month, so you better be careful.
You are?
We are.
Yay! Okay, text me when you're gonna. Yeah, let's set up. Yeah, we'll talk about that off the air.
If I have time, we'll see if we can fit in our busy schedule.
Oh my! Are you kidding?
Wow!
So who's
high maintenance now?
I really can't say what we're doing, but I can say we're doing a radio show somewhere in Los Angeles with Nick Manning, and I can tell you one thing, it's going to be a real shit show.
Okay. Oh, like real shit, like shitty, like are you guys doing like shit
no,
shows?
It's just,
like are you guys fucking with you,
Rob. What fetishes are you into?
Funny, funny, funny.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. You got to have fun with it. You do. You got to have fun. Come on, Rob.
You're lucky you're both hotter. I wouldn't be thinking this much crap.
Oh, wait a second. We're lucky? Huh. Okay, let me rethink that. Let me, I'm wondering, should I do a wet t-shirt pick for you, or should I just keep it in my closet? No.
Listen, I'll be shocked if I get anything. I'm just, I just wrote it off as a lost cause, and if I get something, it'll be a bonus.
Okay, fine, boner, I'll give you a bonus.
A bonus
boner. You're gonna get a bonus.
First of all, if you want to start talking about boners, I tell you right now, I know you're professional, but I still think you'd have a hard time handling them. I'm just saying.
Oh, a challenge.
Oh, it is a challenge, and you will have a hard time.
I got it.
Hard. Did you get that hard time?
Yes, I got it. Hard. You're very witty tonight.
I am. I'm pretty witty, damn it. I mean, not just pretty, but I'm pretty fucking witty.
I have
my accountant. My accountant's on his way over here to sit down and do taxes. So, yeah, I got to be pretty witty after we get off of the show.
Wait a second. That sounds like the beginning of a good porno. My accountant comes over to do my taxes, and then you can figure out how it goes from there.
Wait, did I say taxes? I meant my asses. I mean, taxes, yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is he going to bring his toolbox with him?
Well, there are some tools that we might be using. Yeah.
Depends on what kind of a discount he's going to get her.
Right, holla. Stage is in the house. I love it. Rob, you need to let your sexy fellow friends that are cam models, porn star / cam models, let them know that, I will totally have fun with them here on the show also, darling.
Oh, well, I can throw you a bone here and there.
Oh, my gosh. You mean I'm going to throw you a bone? I know you'll gladly bite onto it.
I don't know if I would. I'm pretty, I'm a little picky, I'm a little shy, so I don't know.
You're not shy. And you're not that picky from what I've seen.
Whoa! What the hell?
I'm fucking with you. Rob, I'm playing with you. Come on, I'm playing with you. You know how to take
Sage,
it.
I'm only talking to you now. I'm not going to talk to Sammy anymore. She hurt my feelings.
So, Sage, what are you wearing? You have no feelers. She's wearing my panties right now.
She's wearing your panties? Are you guys exchanging panties?
I thought you weren't talking to me.
Well, you bumped into the conversation. All right, fine. Just mute yourself. Me and Sage will handle it.
Oh, my gosh. It's okay. I've got the mute button control, so.
Always got to have control.
I have to. I'm a control freak, except for when I'm with Sage. It's like we share our control together. We have good control together.
So have you guys, let's talk about webcamming on your webcamming show. Have you guys webcammed together before?
No, we tried to once in Vegas, and there was the internet connection was so horrible at the AVN convention that we were not able to. But when I come up there to Vegas, we'll be. And we've got our girl, Christy, here waiting on the line. So.
All right. Well, I will let you guys go, and I will keep listening and have a wonderful show.
Rob.
Talk to you later, Rob.
Love you, Rob. Thank you.
See you, girls. Bye.
All right.
Bye, darling. Oh, my gosh. He's so freaking hilarious. I love fucking with him because he's fun to mess with. Oh, my God. Okay, so everybody listening, we have our sexy, yummy, fun, like bubbly, bodacious Tata Queen, Miss Christy Max, is in the house. How are you, sexy?
Hello.
How you
I'm
doing there, Mama?
I'm so nervous right now. I don't know why. I guess because I watch
Hi.
You guys on film all the time. So it's kind of weird talking to y'all.
Oh my gosh. You are so funny because I absolutely adore you. Like, you are so... Like, okay, so any girls and guys out there listening that want to be cam models, and me and Sage have said over and over again, it's all about personality. Chrissy has personality. Like, she's got the assets. I mean, assets. But she's got the personality. And that's what y'all need to know, is you have to have personality to be a webcam model. Not only the
of course.
yummy curve. So, yeah, don't even be nervous. It's like we're just girlfriends talking on the phone together right now. So this is what's
yeah,
great.
Don't be nervous.
This is fun. Yeah.
Okay.
We're like, so, yeah.
We want
so
you too, so.
Now that makes me even
I know.
Nervous.
I love Chrissy. No, I seriously, I have lurked your room so many times and watched you, and I've watched you do cam shows with other girls, and you've always been this cute, bubbly, like, chica that if no matter what happens or if somebody is being, like, mean or whatever, you're so nice and cute all the time. Like, you don't get mad.
Oh,
like,
you must have talked
just,
to me because I go off
wrong,
so fast.
Oh, shit. I must have caught the wrong time of day.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Too funny. So, everybody out there listening, you are listening to Webcamming with Age and our yummy, beautiful, voluptuous, big old titty girl, Chrissy Max, is in the house with us. And if you have any questions, please call us at 646-595-4038. And she would love to answer any questions, and so would me and Sage. So if you have anything to ask, please call in. Once again, that's 646-595-4038. And make sure you press 1, or you're going to be stuck out there in Dollhouse Radio Land. So, Chrissy, how long have you been webcamming, darling?
I've been camming since August 2011. So
oh, really? It seems like you've been doing it longer than that.
Huh?
It seems like you've been doing it longer than that.
It feels like it, but really it hasn't been, 3 years? Almost 4 years this year.
Well, there's. And then I know that also you do adult film work. Like, I've seen some stuff out there. You've been playing with the girlies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did some professional porn. Like, when I first started camming, I did do a few scenes. But after that, I've just been doing my own thing, just filming my own content for my website and for clips for sale and camming. Like, I just like working for myself, having fun.
Isn't that the best, working for yourself?
Yes, I love it. Except I'm still learning how to be disciplined because, you know, working from home, you kind of can get lazy pretty easily.
Yeah. Huh?
That's funny
yeah.
to say that because I was talking to Sage about that on one of our shows. And I said, man, you know, I said, I just need to get my own studio because then I'll actually, like, cam more if I get up
oh, yeah.
out of my house and I go to the studio because then I feel like I'm actually going to a job. Because webcamming is
exactly.
a job. We all know as webcam models, it's a damn job.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
definitely.
I have a question for
so
you. So, you know, a lot of girls talk about doing shows together. How do you work out payment-wise? Like, I know a lot of girls will be like, I don't know what I should do. Do we split the profit? Do I just pay a flat fee? What are your suggestions when bringing someone else in on your cam?
Honestly, the easiest way is just simple 50-50. I mean, either we'll do cam on my account and then cam on their account and just try to break even. But if there's any left over, we just simply, you know, write a check or get some cash. It's simple. I make it as simple as possible. Just split down the middle. I mean, I know some
right.
tax and whatnot, but I'm just like, you know what? I ain't going to worry about the whole tax. Let's just split it right down the middle. Just make it simple.
And then it kind of, the one thing is, like, which I've learned because I've worked with models that really did not have a following before, and I've worked with them, and it was like my page would be, like, just banging. Like, I'd have people after people after people coming in, you know, the gold shows were hit and they were met, and then we'd go on this person's page, and we didn't get anywhere near close. And it sucked hockey balls.
I mean, that happens, but, you know, if you're trying to make your money, you got to do what's the easiest to make your money and have the most fun, let's get the most exposure. I mean, because even if it is with a girl that doesn't have as many followers, you're still helping her. With
right,
her on
exactly.
Twitter, along with her shows, then get her popular on StreamMate because then all the guys will know who she is, favorite her account. It just helps. I mean, it's beneficial for the both.
Right, right. So then, do you only work on StreamMate, or are you on another site as well?
I do have a profile on MyFreeCam, and the last girl who was here, huh?
I said, yeah.
What'd you say?
Oh, I said, oh, yeah. You were on MyFreeCam, too.
Yeah, the last girl I cammed with, she's busty and beautiful as well, Jaleesa Elite. We cammed on her MyFreeCam's account, and honestly, it was so much fun that I might want to try it again. I might try it again. I'm not sure, but I might. No, but for now, it's
nice.
Just StreamMate.
Nice, nice. Yeah, MyFreeCams is a definitely different platform than StreamMate is, for sure.
Oh, definitely. It looks,
you can get away
to me,
with
it seems
whole...
hard. Exactly.
It is. Yeah, you can get away with a whole lot more, and it's a lot harder to work that site if you're not already a well-known model on StreamMate.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, those girls make money, though. I mean, some of those girls on there just
make
stupid amounts of money.
Yes, they do. It is insanely crazy. I've seen, because, you know, I worked on there for a little while, but I got so used to just doing StreamMate that I was like, nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because I'm so used to the structure, which I keep saying over and over, you know, I love StreamMate. But now I'm working two sites. I'm working CamCity.com and I'm working StreamMate. And CamCity.com is basically the same platform as StreamMate where it's like you show all. Like last night I did a feature show on there and, you know, I had everything out everywhere in free chat.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice for everybody that was watching, that's for sure.
I should check that out. I actually remember receiving an email from them not too long ago. I should check it out.
You should, and then we can talk, you know, after the show, whatever, and I'll give you a little more insight on that because it's a fun site to work on. It really is, and when you do feature shows, it's definitely, you know, it's worth it.
Nice.
Just saying. So I want to ask you, darling, when it comes to, you know, like StreamMate or any website, and Sage, this is going to also a question for you, too. When you guys have, you know, I call them sex monsters, but when you guys have people sitting and lurking in your chat room and they're just there, you know, and they're not tipping and they're not saying anything and they're just watching you be all sexy and pretty and doing all your yumminess and they don't take you private, do you guys block them or do you let them sit there? What is your take on that?
I'll give them a chance to talk.
Right.
I'm like, look, you guys can talk to me. If you're not going to tip, the least you can do is speak, say hi, let me know you exist. But I won't block them.
Right.
I've done the if you don't speak, I'll kick you out. I have done that before. I see some do it, and it actually works. You would think that the guy would come back and bitch at you and be rude, like, oh, why'd you kick me out? No, they'll be like, I'm sorry. I was just watching, and I'm too shy to say anything. I'm just like, okay, well, now you know. I want you to speak. Say hi. I don't bite. I promise.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Sage, what do you think about that with yourself and like with your girls? I mean, with your studio, like, what do you think about that? Do you think that girls should just let the guy sit there or do you think girls should just immediately block them because they're not spending or talking to them?
You know, I think for me, and I'm sure probably for both of you guys as well, is that a lot of times we are blessed to have so much traffic that we don't always have to focus on the non-talkers because we have so many who are talking to us that we don't have to pay attention to the ones that aren't. But for girls that aren't that lucky or don't have the traffic yet, so to where they are noticing the non-talkers more than anything else, I would tell them to just turn their music on and have a good time and just not stress about it, because it just it bogs you down. So I don't have an issue with people hanging out in my room because sometimes the non-talkers turn into your biggest payers. Sometimes they're on a device that doesn't allow them to type to you. And so sometimes you may block somebody and you may block someone that you probably didn't want to block. So
it's
I would save your
like
block button for save your block button for the real assholes, not the shy guys. Kicking them out, I totally get, especially if it's someone that every day they're sitting there and they're never saying anything. I totally get that kick thing. But blocking them, nah. I only use my block button if they're bugging the room.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Because I look at it, because I don't know if you girls, oh, go ahead. Were you going to, Christy, say something?
Oh, I'm listening.
Oh. No, I was going to say, it's kind of one of those things, like, when you walk by the candy store and you're shopping for that yummy candy that you want to taste, and you're not quite sure if that's the candy that is the right flavor at the right time, this is what I tell new girls. I'm like, do not kick that candy flavor shopper out of the window yet because of the fact that he might be your biggest shopper ever. Like, it's like, just wait and just give him. Like, I had a person, you know, I won't say the name, but I had a person for almost 6 months kept coming in and just kept, you know, lurking here and there, and he'd log out and he'd come back in. And lo and behold, this, like, person ended up being one of my biggest, like, spenders ever in the last 5 years. And so I say to girls, just bear with some of the guys if they're not being rude. And like you said, Sage, you can kick them and say, listen, mother trucker, you better start, you know, saying something. But don't block.
What about kind of like this? Like, you say you are walking into that candy store or whatever, and the salesperson notices you and says, oh, well, hi, how are you doing today? And they don't respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hate. I think that's my biggest thing, is whenever I do notice somebody popping in and out, and I'm like, oh, well, hi, I've seen you here. How are you? And they don't speak.
Oh, right.
That's kind of when I'm like, yo, come on, you can at least say hi. Like, I'm
right, they
can,
they can.
Like, they can say hi. Just say hi. Just let me know you exist.
Right.
But Sage
let
did have
know
the
you
best
are
answer.
In
I did like Sage's answer about we have so much traffic, shouldn't have to, you know, worry about that.
Right, and that, you know what, that's honestly true. And it's really good for us girls that have been established in the cam industry to where we don't have to worry about the people that are sitting there. But for the new models that are just now coming on, it's so hard. It really is. And this is where I go above and beyond. Like, I don't even have my own studio. And I take the time to talk to girls for hours upon end. So send me messages. Oh, my gosh, what do? I'm brand new into the industry. How come I'm not getting traffic? You know, what's going on? And I'll spend hours with girls not getting paid for it just to help them build their own, you know, their own, what do you call it, business, just to help them because I love to. Because I worked so hard for my first year and a half doing this that it's like I want every other webcam model to know, hey, this is the right way to do it, and there's the wrong way to do it.
Right.
which is amazing. And I absolutely love how, you know, we have the show now here on Dollhouse Radio, and we can have women like you, Christy, come on and just give your insight to girls. Like, what is your... The one thing you could give to any new cam model or, like, struggling cam model, what is your advice that you could offer to anybody out there right now?
Well, I actually do have a studio too. And one thing that I always I do have a studio. I mean not a physical
shout
location.
It out there. But you have a virtual. Yeah, shout it out.
Premium cam model .com is a studio site. You can go sign up at premiumcammodels.com. And what I always tell them is it's patience and consistency. I mean, I can't stress that enough, is the patience and the consistency, because it's going to seem pretty dead for a start. But all it takes is just the patience and consistency, and you'll succeed. And find your niche. Like, find what works for you. Don't just see what other girls are doing. I mean, yes, watching other girls help. So that's what I did before I started camming. I watched. I perved so hard before I started camming. But at the end of the day, you got to do what works for you.
Right. Don't you agree, Sage? It's all about,
like what she just said,
finding your niche. Like, seriously, like, Sage, you know, Sage has an in-house studio, which I absolutely love, and I'm venturing into here in San Diego, which I cannot wait to do. Cannot wait. We're, like venturing. Like, it's coming within the next year and a half. It's going to happen here down in SoCal. Yeah, so
Sammy, you just let me know, and I'll take a trip down there, and I'll help you however I can help you.
Oh, you're so going to be helping me, sister.
Yeah, I will. And what I got, I don't know if you guys have ever seen, but I got a girl out in Newport Beach. She goes by the name of Lainey. She's online.
I know you don't mind.
Yeah. She's kind of alternative. She's got piercings and tattoos and real hot ebony.
Oh, she's that cute little
Yeah. She's out in the Newport Beach area, and she's constantly going out to San Diego and whatnot. And I know she would love to help in any way that she could.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I see. And she's looking. Like, she's been working out, like, the past year. That little chica got really buff.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of, like, bodybuilding shows and stuff.
Yeah, I noticed that because I was like, whoa, okay, little Missy got a little Buffy.
Yeah.
It's not Buffy the Vampire Slayer, it's Buffy the webcam model.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, my gosh.
You're a nut. You are a nut.
I know. Well, I might bust a nut. Yes, I am a nut. No. I bust a few nuts here and there. So, Christy, so I noticed you do girl shows. Do you ever do, the penal side of cam shows, or do you just do the vag side of cam shows?
I have done some boy-girl for my members' cam shows. I don't stream-mate.
Yeah.
But mostly stream-mate just girl. It's just more fun and more easy. And I mean, I love penis.
Yeah.
I do. I really do. But I love boobs.
Are you sure?
I love. I honestly truly have a boob fetish. I really do. Honestly, there's. I have
my God.
Fashion.
You
I really do.
Sage. I don't know whose tits are bigger, yours or Sage's. I really don't know, because y'all got me out of the boob category here. I feel like the itty bitty titty committee. Seriously.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty. That could be a fun show, figuring out whose titties are bigger.
Oh, yes, please. That would be a fantasy come true.
Oh my gosh. I might have a little bit of the longer legs, but you two got me beat on the titty committee. Just saying.
Yes.
You guys would be like wrapping those tits around my face and be like, where'd Sammy go? We see her extensions, but we don't see her face. Where'd she go? We just see titties.
Right. Yeah. So
oh my Lanta. Oh, my gosh. Do you have any upcoming girl shows on your page there, Christy?
No, I just had a girl leave a couple weeks ago, and as of now, actually, yes, I forgot. I don't know if you guys know who Raina May. She's
May.
A cam girl and a porn star, too. She has really huge, beautiful titties. Her and I are going to be linking up again this summer. We don't know the dates yet, but we have been talking back and forth about her here in May, or not in May, in a time.
Well, keep me posted, and I will totally, I'll announce it on the show, too. That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be fun. And then send me the info, and I will definitely, hook her up and get her on here and have some yummy talk with her. Yeah, that would be awesome. And so for you, when it comes to your webcamming, what is your, like, do you have a fetish? Or when you're on your webcam and you're having your fun, what is the one thing that you really, really get into? Like, what makes your show unique and you?
That's a hard question. I mean, because most guys really just want to see my big tits, my ass, most of the time.
Big old bitties.
Yeah, my big old titties, my ass. But let's see. I've gotten a lot of fetish guys lately. I guess a lot of guys have been seeing my clips for sale store, since I do a lot of like JOI, jerk off instruction, and fetishy type of stuff. I've been getting a lot of fetish shows lately.
Do you girls, Christy and Sage, do you guys get a lot of CEI cum eating instruction? Do you guys get a lot of that?
I do, actually. I actually have a regular who loves it.
I've got about 10 of those cum eating fuckers, which is, hey, I love it because I want you to taste it before I do. If it's too salty, you eat it, and not, I might think about it.
Oh, yeah.
if your cum is too salty, I want to make sure you taste it first, and you tell me how that shit goes down, and then I might think about it.
Oh, yeah. Especially when they turn their cam on, and I have one dude who likes to jerk on his face, like he'll lay on his back, what I mean? When they lay down and they point their dick.
Uh-huh.
I got one guy that does that for me the time. It's actually kind of hot, to be honest.
Okay, have you girls, let me ask you girls, have you ever had a guy freeze their cum and eat the shot in front of you?
Yes.
No.
Okay, it's a cum-sickle. Yeah, it's a cum-sickle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? See, now I'm jealous. I want to see this.
Yes, I have a guy that loves to... have you said, really? Like, he freezes his cum and eats it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. I love those guys. Hey, you want me to swallow it? You can taste it, too. Shoot.
Hell yeah.
You eat that cum-sickle like I would.
Yeah. We can share one together.
I'm going to tell my next guy, next time he's private, I'm going to tell him, freeze your cum for next show so I can watch you.
And tell him, this is what I told my guy. I'm like, make sure you put some fruit. So my guy, this is what he does. He comes inside of the shot glass, and then he freezes the shot glass and puts like a little like thing in there so he can pull it out and lick it for me later. And so I told him, I said, put a piece of fruit in there. Put like a strawberry or some blueberries. I said, and have a fruit cum-sickle. Like, hello. Make it a little tastier. It's like nice. I teach the guys. I'm like, I teach them. I'm like, yeah, you want to make sure it's nice and tasty.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right? Hey, you got to have fun with these guys. They have fun with us, and so we have to have fun with them.
Of course.
And what is your, so Christy, have to ask you, darling, what is your, well, I don't know. I'll ask, let's see. Let me ask you this way. Have you had, like, a yummy couple on webcam with you that you absolutely adored? And they adored you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they turn on their webcam, and they're just having an absolute amazing fun time with you.
I've only experienced one couple get on cam for me.
Yeah?
But it wasn't like that, though. It was more so he wanted to just jerk off, but yet his girlfriend was sitting right there next to him, And he was like, do you want to watch me fuck her? And I'm like, hell yeah. Start fucking her. She was asleep.
Right?
She was asleep. He just, at first I was feeling some kind of way, like, I don't know if you should stick your dick in her. She's asleep. But she kind of did wake up and started enjoying herself. So that was kind of fun. I mean, that was my only couple experience I've had.
What about you, Sage? Have you had couples experiences during your webcam show?
You know, I used to get a lot of them, but recently more of them are like, oh, my wife is sleeping right next to me, that type of thing. Like, they're trying to get caught, but, you know, they got their headphones in, they don't want her to know, and so I haven't had a couples account for a while, like, pull up and full-blown fuck for me in probably a year.
Well, I just had, like last week, I had this amazing couple, and it was so awesome. Like, I'm still talking about it, and if they're listening, oh, my gosh, you guys are amazing, and I can't wait to do it again. Like, they come into my chat room, and it was so much fun. Like, they're in there, and the wife is talking and chatting to me, and she's like, oh, my gosh, this is our first time into your chat room, and you're so fun, and yada, 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 whatever. And she's like, do you mind if we take you private? And I'm like, well, no, that's what we're doing here. Like, yeah, let's fuck, hello. And so we go into the chat room, and here they are. They're having cocktails. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, have a cocktail with us. And I was like, okay. So I hollered at the husband. I was like, babe, bring me a cocktail. And so I have a cocktail with him, and then we're doing this, you know, private chat, and he was so nervous, the husband was, and he's like, I really want to do this, my first time, and she's like, and he's like, or he said, she talked me into doing this, and I'm not quite sure what to do. I said, don't worry, I'll walk you through the whole thing. And then we got into, after they drank a couple shots and they finished their cocktail, I asked him, I said, hey, I said, do you ever let your wife play with your ass? And and he's like, well, yeah. He goes, but I've never done it on cam before. I said, perfect. I'm thinking in my brain, here's my new victim. I am so going to play with his ass.
Nice.
I'm going to live vicariously through his life. And it was the cutest thing. She put this cute little, what do you call that? Us girls don't use them anymore. Those vibrators with the bullet. You know the little bullet with the little... Yeah, right? That was like back in the day, our first kind of vibrator thing when we were scared to like do anything with our vagina or our clit. It like has a cord on it so you can pull it out in case you get scared so it doesn't get stuck.
Oh, God.
It was absolutely the cutest thing. Well, okay, it wasn't the cutest, but it was the most memorable and fun experience I've seen a couple having on cam. Like, she was going to town, sucking his cock. I was talking dirty as fuck. This dude came so fucking hard. She put that toy in his ass. Holy fucking biscuits, Batman. It was the best time ever. Ever.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. So I will say to couples out there listening, please, please enjoy the webcam together because it's an amazing time for us girls. It really is.
Cool.
If like with you, Christy, you have the guy who his girlfriend was asleep. I kind of like them to be awake.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, she did wake up, though. Let me put that out there. She did wake up and she did have fun, too. So I'll make it seem like I'm into that weird stuff.
No, you're not into it.
Did she know the cam was on?
Huh?
Did she know the cam was on?
I don't know, actually.
I think that's kind of funny.
Oh, no, I got a funny for you. Okay, so this is about 3 years ago. I got this dude, comes into my chat room, and he's in his bedroom, and his computer's on, and webcam's on. He's got his headphones in, and it's kind of dark, but you know when you, when girls turn on their laptop and they're trying to sleep or whatever, and you've got, and once again, girls, quit turning on your goddamn webcam and you're sleeping. I mean, come on, it's kind of boring for me. I don't want to see you sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you. I want to see you fucking. I want to see your vagina. Anyway, so dude turns on his webcam, and I feel so bad to this day. Well, I don't feel bad. It's his own fault. So he's sitting there, and he's talking to me. He takes the exclusive, and he's like, oh, my gosh. And he's typing, Sammy, my wife is asleep next to me. And I'm like, what do you mean she's asleep next to you? I don't see anything. And he goes, yeah. And he turns his freaking computer, and there's a lump in the bed. And I'm like, oh, my Lanta, are you kidding me? And he's like, yeah. He goes, I just got to get off. He goes, she wouldn't give me any tonight, and I really just need to, he's like, I'm really excited, and I just want to have fun. Thank you for being on right now. And I'm like, okay, okay. And all of a sudden, she rolls over. I don't know if his speaker came on. What happened? She rolled over, and all I heard was, you mother effer, and the computer closed. Never heard from this poor guy again.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was only like 22, 23. Oh, he got in big trouble because I never saw the dude again.
Wow.
Poor little buddy. Poor little buddy.
Well,
hopefully his cock wasn't. Hopefully his cock wasn't inside of the laptop because that really would have hurt.
Oh my God! Right?
Seriously? Oh my gosh! So, Miss Chrissy, I would love to play with you sometime on cam. You would totally smother me with your titties. Like,
I would love that. By doing it, too.
I would enjoy it. We would have, like, you know what? Sammy, Sage, Chris. We got two S's. So we go Sammy, Chrissy, Sage. Like,
yes.
A total threesome would be insane.
That would be like a Sammy sandwich. A sandwich.
Right? You could totally do a Sammy sandwich. Seriously. Ooh, we'd have a whole lot of boobies going. Well, you guys have me, like, out of the boob range. But it's okay. I'll bring the hair.
Your boobs are, you have nice boobs, Sammy.
I have nice boobies, but they are nowhere near the size of you girls. You girls are boobalicious. Seriously. When it comes to titties, you guys got it. Oh my gosh.
On the scale.
How much do they weigh?
10.5 pounds altogether.
Woo!
Yeah.
See me?
Yeah, 10.5 pounds altogether.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Sage, have you weighed yours?
No. I can only guess that mine probably weigh the same amount.
Yeah, mine maybe weigh, I think mine, because you guys are, I'm just like at a triple D, and you guys are like E, F, fuck it. You guys, I think, are in the Q section. Fuck the E's and the F. You guys are way out there in boobalicious
class.
Well, are you
yeah.
sure you guys aren't Z's? I think you went to the end of the alphabet. Seriously. Oh, my Lanta. You guys are so much fun. So, Miss Chrissy, I love you. You're really wonderful. And all of you listening right now, you have to go check her out, not only on Twitter, which is at Chrissy Max, which is KristiMax. Which is X.
No.
And on.
Got it wrong. Did you say M A X X?
On the. Yeah, that's what it says on the.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something else because I have this thing where people always get my name wrong, so I'm like, I spaz out about it.
You know, that's where I had somebody message me earlier. They're like, oh. You have so-and-so. I'm like, no, that's not her. I'm like, no, I have cam model Chrissy, not the other one.
Oh, it's Chrissy Mack, the porn star chick.
Right, right, yes. in which they don't realize. It's like, yeah, but that's how silly people are, but whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's all good.
It's all good. Hey, you know, we all get confused somewhere sooner or later with, you know, with other people, which we've
all
had happen. It's all good. But, darling, I love you to death, and I definitely want to know about your upcoming webcam show with your little Chica that's going to be coming on. So definitely let me know so we can get you guys on together and announce it.
Yes.
And give me all your shout-outs. Give everybody your shout-outs out there listening so they know where to find you, how to see that live cam of yours, all that yumminess.
Yes, my website, my official membership site is ChristyMax.com. You can check me out on cam at ChristyMaxCam.com. And follow me on Twitter. Tweet me. Say hello.
Yes.
I talk to everybody at Christy Mack.
Yeah. She actually does follow back, and she does talk to you. So make sure you guys follow her, Christy Mack. And remember, it's ChristyMaxCam.com. That's double X.
Yes.
So go follow her. She is absolutely wonderful and gorgeous. And that smile of hers is to die for. So make sure you guys go and see that. And Miss Dave Fontana, give me your shout out.
All right, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Sage Montana and the number one. You can also follow me on Instagram at InVegas. Or come watch these butterfly wings flap right in your face at sagemontana.cammodels.com.
Yes, the Sage Montana. It's the Butterfly Airlines. That's what it is. Butterfly Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
And to all of you out there listening, you can follow me on StreamMateSammy_Brooks.CamModels.com. Also on Twitter, Sammy_Brooks69. And Instagram, Sammy_Brooks69. I got the 69 thing going on. And then also here every Thursday evening with me and Sage, 7 p.m. Eastern, you can listen to us live only on Dollhouse Radio. And then next Thursday, our guest is Daisy Destin. We're going from voluptuous to hello, leggy. She will be our blonde little country girl coming on next Thursday evening. She's got a bubbly personality as well. And any of you fans that are out there listening and you have yummy cam models that you would love to have on the show with us, just send us a message on Twitter or on our Instagram, and we will gladly think about having them on. If they're nice and bubbly. If they're not nice and bubbly, then they're fired. I'm kidding. Just kidding. I like to have... I will totally take controversial webcam models any day. Because, you know what, honestly, Sage, I would love to have somebody we can kind of have a controversy with. Wouldn't you?
Yes. A little cam debate.
Chrissy, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
That would be fun if we actually had somebody on.
It would.
So I'm thinking we might have to find a couple haters to have come on the show just to, like, bring in some controversy to give us a little, oh, I hate you. No, I hate you. No, I hate you.
I'm sure we could find some Twitter beef. I mean, you know, bitches be having Twitter beef all the time. It's funny.
Oh, you mean like Chrissy. Chrissy, like, you mean the $0 gold show girl? Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? Whoopsie. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't get started on that.
Did I just say that out loud? I just said that out loud. Okay.
I love it.
Oh, damn. I just went there. Okay, girly girls, I love you both. You're absolutely amazing. I'm going to end this show with this amazing song by Alana Evans, who was just put into the Hall of Fame at the AVNs, Miss Alana Evans, with her song Perfect. She is also on the Friday afternoon show, the Benchwarmers Live Show, from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. It's all about sports, and also, well, they turn it around. I'm sure there's little fucks in there somewhere. So thank you, everybody. And I will talk to you guys all Monday on the Sammy Cocktail Hour at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Bye, girls. You are wonderful.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Christy.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank
safe.
You so much.
Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. Love you, guys.
Bye, girls. Talk to you soon. Bye.